And this is a much anticipated Ghostly Talk.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
My name is Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And Karma here.
And of course, we've got Will in studio. We have our special guest, psychic medium Kelly McLeod of Enchanted Soul. She has a website, enchantedsoul.com, and she has a store in East Point, Michigan, called Enchanted Soul that will be opening this season, this springtime. Well, if it ever comes spring, I don't know. It's pretty cold outside right now.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous out.
It's freezing.
But, so we've got an awesome, awesome Ghostly Talk, I think, coming up right now. Of course, we stream live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. What?
You don't have a mic stand today. This
I know.
Is
I am mic standless. I feel like I'm emceeing or something. Yeah, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Welcome to the marathon.
Yeah. All you need is a tuxedo, man, and your hair slicked back. You're like, just like Jerry Lee Lewis, man.
Awesome. But no, we're live on Pioneer Radio. That's pioneer.rolo.net, R-O-L-O.net. Pioneer.rolo.net is Pioneer. Of course, we have our own website. Our own website is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Check it out.
Also, when we are on the air live, remember that's Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern, we're also in the chat room. There's a Pioneer chat room, and we're in it. We've got Will in there monitoring the chat. I have it on my screen. I turn around every so often and take a look. I want to let you know right now there's tons of people. We have of course, the general host of ops. There's a whole bunch of ops in there, including myself and Will. But then there's Gina is in there. She does a show. Bufo Mary. Now, that is Mary. She does UFO shows on Pioneer.
Hi, Mary.
Angel Face Bonnie of Michigan Ghostbusters.
Hi, Bonnie.
Budon Kato, or Budon Kato, I don't know.
Dan,
I don't think I've actually talked to that one. Anyway, then Dan Smythe is in the room. Evil Drew, Lakota. Welcome back, Lakota, from Ohio. And Living Dead, of course, Scott K. of StagehandTools.com. And Susie S. We've got a host of people in the chat room. Go in there and talk about what's happening. We're in there. We're monitoring. If you have questions or anything, just let us know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Let's welcome Kelly to the show. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's see about your levels. Why is there something ringing?
Because that's the phone, dude, and the light's not coming on.
Oh, okay.
So we got a sound.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a call. Are you ready for callers?
Are you ready?
Well,
yeah, here you go.
Actually, you know what? I want to...
Let it ring.
Let it ring. Okay. All right, just give us a second out there, guys, all right? Just give us a second. We got to talk.
Here. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you
take
fine.
That away.
I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to start by telling people that a little bit about how spirit communicates. They give pictures. They... show me pictures, which is the clairvoyance. And whenever they bring the information, there's no timeline on our, like, we go by time. They don't have time the same that we do on the other side. So whenever they show me or give me a month, say if it's April, for example, then because time, I call it time bleeding, it could be end of March, April, beginning of May. So they're not always quite as accurate, so you have to give a little bit of leeway because the spirit realm does not communicate exactly how, I mean, and it's almost like playing charades.
So it's more of a timeline when you get times. I've seen that on show, you know, TV shows, and I've of course gone to psychic mediums myself, and it is pretty much an inexact science. I mean, in that you are receiving these messages, am I correct? And then you've got to somehow put them into words.
Right.
And pinning down what you're receiving although you do your absolute best, I've talked with you before the show, to not interpret.
Right.
You've still got to take the messages and put them into English words.
Right.
And that sometimes is not quite exact perfect. So it's more the meaning of the messages, the articles described in the message, like if it's a thing, you know, that kind of thing, that have the meaning.
Right. I also tell people to have an open mind, because that sometimes the time, the date, or the month It does not always pertain to the spirit that's coming through. It's a way to connect you with that spirit. It could be something pertaining to your own life. And so it could be birthday, anniversary, passing. It could be a significant event like a graduation, something that you would remember a lot of, something would be important to you, but doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the spirit. Because you have to remember, the spirit knows, still is still involved and knows what's going on in your own life, okay? And so that's what I try to tell people. It doesn't always have to mean, or if I say that if there's, you know, like who's the D name, the David, whatever that would be, it's not necessarily having to do with that spirit. It could be somebody that's connected to you, just to let me know that that spirit is connecting with the right family. Okay.
And so, like an affirmation, it's more of a, you know, this message is for you, or this does pertain to you, or your loved ones, or your friends, because evidently it's not always just your loved ones. It could be a neighbor's loved one, or a close relative, or a close friend's loved one that's trying to communicate as well.
Right.
So, yeah, and so this is just trying to hone in on the information to make sure you know who it's for, and they know who it's for, and that everybody's on the same page.
Sure. And I also ask for the highest, finest information. Sometimes it doesn't even have to do with a spirit that's coming through. Sometimes it could be what's most important, what's going on in your life right now. So it might not necessarily be, it might not be spirit communication. It might be the most important message. Could be, you know, hey, you know, you've got something going on at work and that, you know, this is really more important. I'm not a DJ, so I can't take requests for, well, I need to speak to this spirit in particular. Whoever is the most important, more dominant spirit is going to come, and so I can't control that. I can do my best and try to get that energy. So it's kind of up to the other side.
Let's see what we can do. Do you want to take calls? Are you ready? I know you were meditating before the show, and let's see what kinds of messages we can get. Scott L.
I think we have a listener.
We have somebody on the line. Let's
I hope
find
you do.
Out.
We have a listener on the phone?
Yes.
Ah, great.
Hi. Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. Who is this and where are you from?
My name's Candy and I'm from Plymouth, Michigan.
Well, excellent. Hi, Candy. Nice to meet you. I'm Doug, of course. Scott L's in the house. We've got Karma also. And most importantly tonight, we have Kelly McLeod. So, Kelly, do you want to talk to Candy?
Sure.
Let's find out what's going on.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, Candy, what I want to start with, I was getting an older spirit that's coming through. I don't know, have you lost your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay, and was she pretty prominent in your life? I mean, I'm getting more of a childhood kind of memory, somebody who was, like, very dear or that you spent a lot of time with when you were younger?
Yep.
Okay. And is your family Southern?
No.
Okay, because I'm also getting a Southern pull. And did they always live here?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting part of a Southern pull here, and I don't know why that has to do with your grandmother. I'm getting almost like a Virginia or more of a Southern draw from her.
I think she might have been from Virginia.
Okay. She wants to talk. She's showing me a star. She says you got like star-like quality, or there's like some type of an award. Something that you received. Are you in school now, or have you recently finished school?
No.
Okay. Why would you have superstar quality, or why would she be showing me like a gold star, like an award?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Is there something that's more prominent when you were going to school, or did you receive an award? Something that you can recall that would be she would be very proud of.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, are you in any type of entertainment? Are you going to school? Are you studying for entertainment?
Nope.
Okay, somehow she's given me a gold star, and to me that's somebody who either has received an award, is up for a reward, something that is could be entertainment on stage?
No, I can't think of anything like that.
Okay. We will try to... I'm going to bypass that and see what other kind of information that she's going to give me.
Hang on for 1 second, Candy.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot. She's bringing me a lot back to a younger time. Are you an only child or like the youngest?
I was the youngest for 11 years, and then I had little sisters.
Okay, because she's making me feel that you're singled out, and I'm getting, like, the tricycle stage. I'm getting, you know, the little girl in the dress. So that's why she's making me feel like you're an only child, because this is, like, a special amount of attention that was given during that time to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you used to garden with her, or, I mean, was she, like, into flowers? Because I'm getting, like, a gardening, or that she... that you spent quality time doing something like that with her?
I used to eat her raspberries off her bush.
Okay. And what about the August connection? Do you have an August connection, birthday, anniversary, passing, or something?
Yeah, that was her birthday.
Okay, good. She also wants to talk about this coming September. Do you have something planned this coming September, a trip or something that you're planning?
I don't think so.
Okay, do you have any kind of a special event that's coming up this September? Because she doesn't make me feel that it's already passed. She makes me feel that it's coming up for you.
No, not that I can think of.
And you're not planning on moving?
No.
Okay, she's giving me something that's going to be coming up. Please let me know. Keep in touch with me, because she makes me feel that there's either a big trip coming up for you, there's some kind of a move, you're actually going to be physically moving or going someplace.
Okay.
And she's telling me September's going to be a big month for you.
Okay.
Okay, and it's going to be very anticipated. It almost makes me feel like it's either an exotic vacation or something that's going to be like a cruise, something, and I'm getting something with, like, Athens or Greece or something like that.
Wow.
Okay. So do let me know if something like that does come up for you. She's bringing a lot of attention to September.
Okay.
And is there something in particular that you wanted to ask real quick? Oh, and is your mom's birthday coming up by chance?
No. August, too.
Okay. Whose birthday's coming up? She's saying happy birthday to somebody.
My little sister's.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, she just
said... weird, because that's exactly who I called to see if I could get in touch with, because I think about her so much.
She's very much a part of your life still, and she wants, you know, I want to know why you're supposed to have some type. I need to ask you about this award, or is there something about high school or something that you received some type of award? Because this is, she's making me feel that you were recognized for something.
Well, I had a son in high school, and I know she really adored him.
Okay. Now, this is something that you would have been recognized, or that you would have received some type of an award for.
Like an honor roll or something like that?
I know she was really happy when I graduated, because I had my son and still went through school and graduated, and she was pretty proud of me.
Okay, that's what she's talking about then.
So this star, I hate to interject, I know that this is pretty personal, this star that you received, or, you know, you received a message of a star, and then you had to best interpret and say it in English what it means or what it could mean. And it could be a representation of her pride in Candy graduating from school despite any overlying circumstances, that kind of thing, her immense pride.
Yes.
She was really proud. I know she took a picture of me and...
Okay, because according to her then, what I'm getting is that you are a superstar. I mean, you achieved. So, you should have received an award. And to her, that's her way of saying, you know, regardless of everything, you're a star.
That's absolutely beautiful. Candy, you know, we're learning, too, along with you.
Thank you.
So, we're trying to learn how the process works and you know, find out what the messages mean, and not that we can ever solve, like, how does Kelly get these messages and that kind of thing, because I'm sure that's been studied for centuries.
Uh-huh.
We're learning along with you by watching this process happen. Thank you for calling, Candy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Candy.
No problem.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was amazing, amazing. The one reference to the star again, you know, because these are representative images. Are you receiving these as images or as feelings or as...
Images.
Mostly images?
Most of the time it's images. Sometimes it's just feelings.
Okay.
She showed me, like, this big, like, glittering kind of star.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was, to me, I mean, and that can mean different things, but she was like, it was like an award, like she was, should have received an award.
Interesting. Do you know what I want to do, though? I want you to turn off your mic, and I'm going to turn off my mic, and what we're going to do is we're going to trade mics, because I'm on a more powerful channel.
And I'm going to have a song while you guys do that.
Thank you.
Start talking. Go.
Okay. Yeah, because I think that you're going to have more powerful channel there.
Okay.
On, I mean, not channel like channeling ghosts, but channel like on the board. So let's see what we've got. Scott L., do you have somebody else lined up?
Well, yes, I do.
No. Why, thank you very much. Hi, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello.
Oh.
Ah, excellent. And who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Melissa, calling from Pueblo, Colorado.
Well, hi, Melissa, and welcome to Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug, of course.
And I'm Scott L.
And Karma here.
And, of course, most excitingly, we've got psychic medium Kelly McLeod in the studio. Kelly, what would you like to say to a lady in beautiful Pueblo, Colorado?
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. What I'm getting here, I'm getting a younger spirit that's coming in. I'm feeling that it's female. And what I want to know is, do you have a daughter or a younger female that you have lost in or along the way here?
No.
No?
No.
Or, you know, and here again, you also, I want to tell people that sometimes there's a spirit that's not even connected to you. You might be the carrier, like the male spiritual male carrier back to somebody else. Okay? I'm getting a younger female that's coming in. And she makes me feel like she's a daughter or a younger girl. Do you have any younger girl that you know that has passed?
I can't think of anyone.
Okay.
1 second, Melissa.
And do you know, I'm getting a name, Carrie Ann. Do you have any kind of a reference?
Carrie? No.
No, Carrie Ann?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Because I'm getting some female, then it might be somebody that you're associated with, because they're giving me a feeling that they would like to make connection, and this is a daughter to somebody. Okay? So keep an open mind. If you run across somebody, you know, it might be that you're to bring this message back to them.
Okay.
Okay? Is there somebody in particular that you wanted to connect with?
Yeah.
Okay. And who would that be?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
1 second, Melissa.
Okay, Melissa, do you have a January connection, birthday, anniversary, passing, more towards a later January?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this directed with him?
No.
No?
Another relative.
Okay. I'm also getting somebody who is either in a car accident or some type of an automobile, some type of an impact accident.
Mm-hmm.
Is that related to him or to you?
I've been in a car accident,
And is it an impact accident?
I guess.
Okay. And it makes me feel that this was it was by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that this was not something that they saw coming. They make me feel that they were like hit and like knocked out of their body, and I'm getting a mountains. I mean, like almost like blindsided and like a mountains or like coming around a curve. Does any of this relate to this accident?
He wasn't in an automobile accident, no.
Okay, what type of an accident was it?
It was a suicide, actually.
Impact? Like gun impact?
Wound, yeah.
Okay. And did he have a drinking problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm getting a very desperate feeling, and I'm getting like almost like I can't control it. He's giving me the feeling like I can't control it. He was not totally. He was not in his right mind when he did this. He makes me feel that there's the roller coaster ride that he had suffered from many battles of up and down. He also makes me feel that there was some type of financial difficulties and that he felt that he wasn't able to be 100% sure or that he was not able to be 100% for his family.
Yeah, he's lost his job.
okay? Because he makes me feel that he felt fairly worthless and that he could not provide for his family. Mm-hmm. Were you a younger girl when this happened?
Oh, 3 years ago.
Okay. How old are you now?
31.
Okay. Are you his baby?
One of them. I'm the second to the youngest.
Okay.
I've got four daughters.
Okay, because he makes me feel that you are his baby, and I don't know. And are you his tomboy?
Or, am I a cowboy?
No, a tomboy.
Tomboy?
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, that was more you. Because he makes me feel that he shared like a special, that you were a different kind of a kid, or that he shared a different kind of relationship with you. He also makes me feel that, and it's almost like he has a regretful or a remorseful feeling that he put a lot of pressure on you, or that you took on a lot of responsibility for this, because maybe, I don't know if you felt that maybe you could have prevented this, or that maybe you should have known that this was coming.
Yeah. I mean, with any suicide, you always feel like you could prevent, you know, you want to be there, and you could have done something, but I didn't think I could.
And you know what? And you're right, you couldn't. Because not only is this a problem as far as like that he had a problem with drinking and stuff, but he also makes me feel that he had been going through a depression or a big change in life for quite some time. He just never let anybody know about it. Now, also, did they have, is the anniversary or your parents, some type of an anniversary that's coming up for them?
The anniversary of his death.
Okay. And also, is there like a golden anniversary? Or sometime there, your mom and dad's anniversary would have been coming up or just recently passed?
Yeah, it was in November.
Okay, because he makes me feel that it was, that the anniversary was there. He also makes me feel that there's either a special burial, a special memorial, because I'm seeing that I guess all of them are special, but he makes me feel that he's got a very extra special casket, or that the burial, somehow the burial was extra special in some way.
Hmm.
Can you relate to that?
Well, it's just an art. I don't know. It was just, you know, it was so quick that I don't remember really any of the casket or anything. I just don't
remember
anything, you know, quite.
He also makes me feel that he has either made contact with you before, or that maybe you haven't noticed it. He's giving me a bird, or that there's birds that you notice.
I noticed there was a falcon in my tree one day, and it stood there for like 3 hours.
Okay, that's his way of letting you know that's what he was telling me, is that that's how he was there, and that you, that was his symbol to you. Okay, that's his way of letting you know that he is still around. He does share. Now, do you have a son?
Yep.
Okay, he's telling me that he helps to watch out for your son. And is your son a little bit reckless? He's a boy, but
no, he's not, you know, accident prone or anything. But
does your son skateboard by chance?
He's into that type of skateboarding, skating.
Okay, because he's telling me that he's kind of like, they're kind of helping to try to watch out over him, to help prevent reckless accidents from happening.
Okay.
Okay? Just know that your dad is around. I want to tell people that because somebody takes their own life, a normal person that is in their right mind, regardless of what religion and everything else and Bibles and everything else say, they're not damned to hell. They're not being punished.
No, I don't feel that.
Okay, because a lot of people have that confused, because that's where a lot of it, a religion comes in. I've dealt with several people in suicide, and what they have shared with me is that through it all, they're not in their right mind. So how can you, number one, it says that God's a merciful God, and then it says he's going to punish you. You know what? It's kind of like this. If you don't learn your lessons and you take your own life, evidently, number one, you weren't in the right mind to begin with. So how can you be punished for something that you weren't clearly thinking? Number two, you end your life's lessons too soon. Therefore, from what I've experienced so far from people that have committed suicide, you basically have to come back, and God puts you back in the same situation, and then you end up having to relive that again, and hopefully the second time around you'll make a better educated decision. Okay?
So yeah, I just overcome the...
Sure, sure. So I just want to let people know, because some people, unfortunately, they're not at peace with, you know, with that, and they think, oh my gosh, my loved one will never make it to the other side, which is, that's just not how I've ever seen it so far. So do know that your dad is okay. He's in a learning process right now. He makes me feel that he's got a lot of growing to do. He is around you and your family, and he's helping to watch out for you guys.
Well, that's excellent. I didn't know, like, when it first came out, you know, where she was saying, oh, no, suicide, I thought, oh, this is going to be a tough thing, but it's comforting, I find.
It really is.
To hear that he's
around.
I
know he's around, and I can sense it.
That's fantastic. Watch out for those falcons, you know? So thank you very much.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, bye, Melissa. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that is something. Are those, are there specifically, like, really hard, like, readings? Because these are readings, right? This is a reading.
Sometimes it's hard, because sometimes you have a spirit that they feel so guilty about committing suicide, and then they won't cross over into, you know, into the light, and sometimes they have to know that it's okay. So sometimes we do have to do a soul recovery and help them to cross over, you know, because they feel that they are going to be punished. So a lot has been placed on, you know, on them, and sometimes they're just not sure that they're going to be accepted onto the other side.
Well, I'm very comforted to know that even under such bizarre circumstances that it's still there. I mean, you're still out there. You're still watching over your loved ones. That you were out of, you know, perhaps out of your mind for a moment or
most
even
of
a
all,
lifetime.
You get a chance, though. You
but it
chance.
Doesn't last to infinity.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's the good thing.
Absolutely,
Kelly. I'm going to give you a break.
Okay.
Okay. Just a,
she's
just
like
just
smoking over
break.
Here. She's just kind of like smoldering.
This is a lot of work, and
no.
And so
no.
What
she
I'm going
to
do?
Me like she's ready to go.
Well,
she wants
she had her jacket on, and she's like ready to bolt any second.
No.
But we're going to try and keep her in the haunted basement for just a little while longer. What we're going to do is we're going to take our first break now. I selected the music.
Yeah, so
okay.
You're going to absolutely hate it, everybody.
I don't think so, because I love it.
No, I dig it. I'm with you.
I selected
so
the
Doug's
music.
To blame if it's bad.
It's specifically selected for the show. And also, I have to say, the artist who does... Did we get... No, one of the songs.
One
only
of the songs.
The first
one
song.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the artist after we return, because it just totally amazes me. So
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And Karma here.
And of course, Kelly's in the studio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of the internet's newest Ghost Talk Radio Show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us.
Sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? What do you think aliens are?
Why is talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
Thank you. know this is Jacques.
Jacques? What is Jacques doing on Ghostly Talk?
Oui, oui.
Oui, ha, ha, ha. Yes, this is the French version of Ghostly Talk.
Yes, I am Jacques.
And I am Pepe.
Yeah. And I love you so much, Christine.
Ghostly Talk is sponsored by that 70s music.
Hey, actually, that wasn't the song I wanted. But it turns out Scott K. of Stagehand Tools, Meanie, he said...
What?
He says he can see why Scott L. and Will picks the music.
Because we're punk rock and you're not.
Well, no, that was Alan Parsons' project. And
actually, you're the punkest guy down here.
I don't particularly like Alan Parsons' project. Especially and that's haircut. Not the song that I wanted to talk about, so we're not going to talk about that song. other than that song, I thought befits what we're doing here.
You know
the eye in the sky, I can read your mind, that kind of stuff. I thought that was beautiful.
What happened to your hair, dude? It was cool. It looked cool last week, and now it's like normal again.
I just woke up, and that was it.
You have to shave the sides.
I have to do that again.
Yeah, shave the sides again. He was looking cool last week.
That's what they were saying in that song. I thought they were saying, "I can see your behind."
Yeah. We're gonna start a different kind of website. It'll be the funny lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, read your mind.
It's called parody. I know. I'm not good with
read
you.
Your mind.
It'll be. I hope it'll be the next song that I really, really want to talk about. But this. You know, that one was just a song I threw in because there was nothing else.
Mm.
So, let's get back to what we were doing here.
Jerry Lee Lewis in Go...
This is so cool,
watching this guy with a mic in his hand.
I don't have a mic stand today,
I'm
holding it as
I'm
like...
I'm loving it. I just can't control it.
This is, of course, Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Kyma.
And, of course, we have Kelly McLeod, psychic medium and... web mistress of EnchantedSoul.com.
All around cool chick.
Yes, and this is what she does. She talks to those on the other side and brings messages from there to here for comfort, for healing, for a variety of reasons. It's always the most important thing that you need to hear at this time based on her higher power. Her higher power, by the way, is God.
Mm.
So that's who's directing the show this week.
So watch it.
So yeah, you better be good. Now
we have God down here live on a basement studio.
I think that's
coming.
No,
Scott ran him off.
Yeah, blew a raspberry, one of them kinds of things, and God just took right off.
I know he's got no sense of humor at all. I mean,
I hope he has a sense of humor.
Just one little goose on the butt, man. He's out of here.
He made us. That's
got to
be humor.
Oh. Yeah, that's quite a sense of humor.
Thanks, God.
Well, all of a sudden, I'm Mephistopheles. Thank you very much.
So what we're doing tonight is we're hearing from the other side. This is the Ghostly Talk that spans two realms. And we have callers. We're taking callers all night tonight.
Speaking of callers,
we have a very special caller.
Yes, we do.
Right now.
Yes, we do.
This is somebody who's very prominent on the Ghostly Talk site. If you haven't been to ghostlytalk.com, go there. You'll see in some of the archives of the little shout box and things like that. You will have heard of Shaken in My Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaken in My Shoes is on the phone right now with us. Hi, Shaken.
Hey, how you doing?
So, I've been dying to say this, and I know I'm going to get banned from the show, but what's Shaken, Shaken?
I think you're fired!
That's me. That's seeing if Scott was going to do that. Not you, Dad. Oh, my God. I am so happy to be with you people.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Thank you
hey,
so
Connor.
Much.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I don't know yet.
So now what we're going to do is we're just going to turn the show over to Kelly and Shaken and see what happens.
Shut up now. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara, what I want to, or Shaken, I should say, we'll keep you in alias.
We're going to have to do an edit now.
Great.
Let's see what we've
She's
got.
From the Witness Protection Program, Spirit Protection Program. You know, is your dad passed?
No.
Okay, who's the older gentleman that's coming in? He makes me feel that he's a little bit of a shorter man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm getting a little bit of... He still has a full head of hair, at least to me, and I'm going to tell people, spirits come through at different ages, regardless of how they looked and how they were whenever they passed away. They come through when they like to come through, whether they're younger, whether they're older, but they're going to come through in a way that you would recognize them. He's coming through. He seems to be a little bit of a smaller man.
Oh, my God.
He's a little bit on the thinner side. And to me, he's got a full head of hair. It's slightly of lightish brown to a little bit of a going gray, parted more on the side. He's got some glasses on. Who would that be to you?
Would it be like an uncle or something? No?
It, It could be. You tell me who this is.
I'm hoping it's my uncle.
Okay. Do you have... I'm getting an E name, an Ernie.
Oh, my God, Edwin. Oh, my God.
Is that him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, and also, tell me if you got the December connection.
Oh.
Birthday, anniversary, passing, something prominent in December.
I don't know. Right this moment, I don't know.
Okay, don't get spiritual amnesia on me, okay?
Oh, not no.
Okay. Okay. He's bringing in December. I'm getting in an early, right around the earlier part of December.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not sure what December means to you.
I'll probably think of it later, but not right now. I'll write it in my journal.
Okay, okay. And that's
my
good.
Mom's brother. Oh, my God.
Okay. And who's got the fishing connection? He's it's like he's fishing or somebody fishes with him.
I don't know. I don't know right now. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, it's all right.
That's okay.
Don't worry, everybody. Everybody read my journal. I'll put it in there. No.
Okay.
But she was afraid to call.
Oh, you know what? I remember you telling me about your mom. She Shaken emailed me.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna go ahead and get her to call you anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Tell me why I'm getting the raspberries. I'm getting a raspberry connection. Or some type of raspberry pie, raspberry jam.
Oh my goodness, I don't know. I feel so stupid.
Don't feel stupid. Right. Just relax. I want you to relax. I want you to open yourself up to it. Okay? And just try to, you know, now that we've got the stardom over, that he made his appearance.
Huh?
Okay, let's just go with it. He's given me a raspberry connection or something like raspberries. All I know is it's very sweet. It makes me very hungry for dessert.
Huh?
Are you the sweet eater?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, maybe that's what part of the connection. Do you like raspberries?
Well, I like anything that's got sugar.
Rock on, my kind of girl.
L-E-G.
Okay, he's also showing me the lit candles. He makes me feel like somebody either lights a candle in resemblance or in reference to them,
uh-huh.
Or like a ritual, or that there's a candle being lit in somebody's remembrance.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
As light candles.
Right. Do you light a candle? In...
Mother does. She's Wiccan, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yes. Candle queen.
And does she do? Does she do? They're telling me a new moon ritual. I don't know anything about the rituals or anything. Does she do ritual work?
Yeah, but good ones, yes.
Okay, because they make me feel, I don't know what the moon cycle is right now, but they make me feel that there's like a new moon ritual that she does. And who's doing the hope for prosperity? Because it seems like there's a ritual being done for prosperity, and it's bringing in some money.
It's no doubt her.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, also, I wanted to know, is your daughter in school?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, yes, she is. I'm sorry. Yes, she is. She's going to college. Duh.
Okay. Did she get the scholarship? Because he's saying something about a scholarship.
Oh, my goodness. No, she's not going to get the scholarship. She probably will. She made straight A's.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to tell you to apply. I want her to apply for that because he's telling me that to get there's the scholarship. Right, laying right there in the works, okay?
Yes.
And does she write? I mean, is she the writer?
Okay,
because I'm getting an article or a book or something that she's writing. It's being submitted and other people are reading it.
No doubt, yes. About garage selling, believe it or not.
Hey, if it sells, all right.
Right on garage selling. Yes.
Well, my gosh, there's an eBay Bible, so why not on garage sales?
Oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Okay. He's telling me about either a family vacation or the vacation that has to do with the anniversary.
I don't know yet.
Do you have an anniversary coming up?
Oh, my God, my husband and I do.
Okay, are you guys planning a trip?
Well, I'm trying to get him to. We were married on the 29th of February. Every 4 years is an anniversary.
Okay.
I told him I need something special.
Okay, because he's making me feel that even if it's like a four-day weekend kind of trip, like cruise Bahamas or something warm, your uncle's telling me that there's a trip and it has to do with your anniversary.
Yeah, Edwin said 4 days in the Bahamas.
Hey,
oh, my
right.
God.
Now we're going to get in trouble with the families. Yeah. It's like, oh, now tickets to the Bahamas.
We get an angry email from
hey, Kelly, there's the taco, Edwin. He needs money.
Hey, you know what? Your daughter's doing the prosperity ritual for the new moon.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I do know a little bit about some of the rituals because my very good friend, Sherry from Gemini Moon, she does, Sherry was born and raised pagan, and she does some of the ritual work. The new moon is a time to bring in, so that's, tell your daughter, get busy with that new moon ritual to bring money in, okay, the prosperity.
Okay.
Okay. Now, he's given me either a memorial, something that has flowers, or a memorial for him.
I don't know.
Or somebody that has passed, that there's a memorial site set up, or there's a site set up that has a significant amount of flowers planted right there.
I have no idea. I mean, I would have checked into it.
Okay. Do you have a garden in your backyard?
No.
Who's got the big slot, lots of flowers, and the bird bath? It's in the back of their house.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know right now.
Okay. Because he's showing me the back of somebody's house. Okay.
I'm just trying to tell you, I'm not trying to make an excuse or not, but my grandmother, which has passed.
It's okay.
Had flowers everywhere. Her whole yard was nothing but flowers.
And is it the butterflies or the butterfly garden that comes along with it?
No doubt. She had everything.
Okay. And is there a weeping willow tree?
Oh, my God. That's my mother's favorite tree.
Okay. That's where it's at. That's what he's talking about there, okay?
Yes, my mother planted that tree a long time ago in the house that is still there.
Okay, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
Now, I want to talk about, he says that he moved something, and it's almost like, I'm seeing it as a canister, almost like a flower canister.
Yeah.
But he says that he moved something, and somebody noticed it moving.
That's my mother.
Okay, almost like it's a ghost. Somebody's moving something.
That wouldn't scare her, so she'd probably see it and just walk on.
Okay, because he tells me, I mean, whoever this pertains to, he tells me to let you know or to let them know that he moves things, and that's how they know that he's around. Okay. And what about the wind chime?
Oh, my God, this wind chime's on the porch.
Okay.
It's always blowing.
Mm-hmm, whether there's wind or not.
Yes.
Okay, and does he smoke? Did he smoke? Because I'm getting all of a sudden, whoever this other, if it's him or another spirit, there's cigarette smoke or some type of smoke that comes in and there's nobody around.
I don't know. I'll have to ask. Not here, but...
Okay.
But she'll live with me. She lives next door.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I just want you to know that your uncle is around. He sees what goes on. And something about the children, that he watches the children, or it's his favorite place, is sitting on the porch watching the children go by?
Oh, my God, yes, probably. The way our porches are, yes. Oh, my God.
Okay, just to let you know that your uncle's around.
Yes.
He sees what's going on. He brings his blessings. Take that vacation. You deserve it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And you know what? Keep up with your journal. I want to know if
there's anything
else. I will.
I am right into it. Everybody listen to me. She's good.
Thank you.
Thank you,
you know,
Shaker.
My mother would know, but I mean, no, she's good.
I'll send that check right out to you.
That was our bribery segment. Thank you, Shaker.
Thank you.
We'll see you on the website.
Yeah, get the archive up, please, so I can't get on.
I'll tell you what. Barbara, I mean, whatever your name wants to be today. I'll tell you what, I'll have it up. I will have it up by 10 o'clock tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
I promise I'll do that. I'll make sure
I have
it for
you.
All right.
Bye now.
Good luck, bye.
Thanks. So, now, that got emotional in parts. And how often do you do readings where they get emotional? It gets, like, very, very emotional?
A lot.
Yeah?
A lot of them. Sometimes because it's a healing, because there's... spirits that want to make amends, maybe they didn't act quite like they wanted to, or they realize it after they've passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it gets very emotional because the person gets that apology, or they get that comfort knowing that maybe that parent, that person was disconnected from them. Sometimes it's just the closure, you know, or to facilitate the healing that the person has just not been able to get over the passing.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it gets very emotional, and sometimes I get very emotional along with it because I'm empathetic, so sometimes I feel that emotion coming from the spirit. And sometimes the spirit has so much emotion that they want to pass on to their loved one that's on the earth realm.
And, of course, that's difficult to pass on because you can't pass, you can put things into English words,
right.
but how do you pass on an emotion other than to say right. they loved you or they're around, you know?
Or feeling those emotions themselves.
One more quick question about before, because I know Scott L. already has another caller mm-hmm. lined up, but I wanted to ask a quick question about the... What was psychic amnesia or?
Yeah, sometimes you get like you get the amnesia where it's like it doesn't matter what I say, even if you could confirm it an hour before, you're
and
so
even an
surprised,
hour after,
right?
Yeah.
You're so surprised that a spirit came through that all of a sudden you can't think of anything,
and it, yeah. and it sort of blocks, and it's like yeah, because I mean I've seen that on the TV shows.
Sure.
Where you know nothing that the psychic medium says is making any sense to anybody,
right.
And that's got to be really it's got to be difficult, but it's definitely something that happens. It
yeah.
happens to people where you know because somebody's you're sitting down or on the phone or something like that. You're sitting down with someone and they're telling you all this stuff and you've got to relate it to your life and try and figure out what these messages mean because these aren't complete like letters to home. These
right.
are just impressions and little visual images from what I gather. So it's not like a complete, you know, whole, you know, flowery message written out in prose. This is a difficult.
You're psychic because I was going to touch on that. I was going to
yeah.
say how you can only sit there and tell them this is what they're saying, and they're like, I don't know, I don't know.
and then
you're like.
Well, it gets difficult because
yeah.
because it's sitting there, and I don't know it, you know, if it's being confirmed. So it's
right.
hard for me because it's like.
To go to the next thing.
Right. Because sometimes they won't let you go to the next thing. Like the award kind of thing.
Yeah, because that came up several times.
Bringing it back.
Let's find out who's on the phone. Scott L., who do you have lined up for us?
Listener, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Well, welcome to Ghostly Talk. Who is this?
Hi, my name's George, and I'm from Ohio.
Hi, George from Ohio. My name is Doug, and I'm from Ghostly Talk.
And I'm Scott L., and I'm from Ghostly Talk, too.
I'm Karma. Finally, a male.
And I think Karma wants to hear you talk. Now, here's the thing. We've got a very special Ghostly Talk because we're hearing from messages that psychic medium Kelly McLeod has to offer us. So because I'm not good at it, I'm just going to turn it over to Kelly. Kelly, meet George. George, Kelly.
Hi, George. Who are you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm in Ohio.
Hi. How are you, though? Are you good in Ohio?
Yes. I'm
okay. Good. okay, George, I'm going to ask you first because they're telling me that you came with some questions here.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm instead of going into what I have to say, I want to ask you first about your questions because this seems to be important. They're telling me to stop and let you talk first.
Okay, throughout my lifetime, I've been an abductee. I'm 57 years old now, and it started when I was 5 years old. I tried to tell, you know, everyone about it. And of course, coming from a 5-year-old, who's going to believe kind of story like that, you know?
Sure.
And my parents, you know, were sympathetic and but doubted all the years. And then when I was in the military, when I came home from Vietnam, I got put into an experimental command out in the desert in California and was taken there while in the military, while on guard duty, with 3 other soldiers standing right next to me, and they did not get taken. I got tired of being called a liar and a fool, so I bought my first video cam in 1998. I now have 4 of them. I started shooting videos of UFOs at that time in December of 98. And now I've got 350 tapes.
Wow.
And 4 cameras. I want to know how my parents feel about the situation with those objects now that they're on the other side. I mean, are they at home with it? Are they comfortable with it?
Well, this is really interesting. While Kelly is, Kelly's in like,
yeah.
Closed her eyes. She's like really talking here. I just want to say, George, it sounds like we want to have you on a different Ghostly
yeah.
Talk all by yourself. But let's let Kelly, because she's opened her eyes now, I want to see what she has to say.
George, first, the very first thing is that when your parents were alive, they pretty much they didn't know what to think, and they're telling me that they actually removed themselves from the situation. If not physically, it was emotionally, okay? Because they're telling me that they were very old school, old world, and that they could not have the fingers pointing at them for their strange son.
Yes.
Okay? So what I'm getting is that they're, right now, they're very sympathetic. They're very apologetic. They fully understand now. And do you, who's the M? I'm getting a female with an M name. Do you have a May connection? I'm getting the name May.
No.
But it could, I mean, it could very well be the month of May. Do you have a May connection by chance? Birthday, anniversary, passing in May?
No, not in May.
Or something, end of April?
In April.
Okay. Who would that be?
My mother.
Okay. Because that's, I was getting the female voice, and she said May, so this could be, again, this could be her in there with the April. They make me feel that now that they understand, they are apologetic, they are sympathetic, and they fully do believe you. They're telling me that they had a lot to learn when they went to the other side, and it's almost like what they were shown is that they had to go through some of the same experimentation that you did.
Yes.
In order to fully understand, comprehend, and receive everything that you did. Okay, so know now that they're understanding and they're fully aware of everything that has happened. They're sorry at that point that they did not share that with you and they would not allow you to share that with them.
I don't want them to feel bad about it at all.
Okay, well, they're apologetic because at that point in time, they said it was more for their own selfish reasons because they couldn't have people pointing fingers at them.
That's understandable, too, you know.
Okay, so they're okay with that, and they just wanted you to know that they are sorry that they did, that in a sense they believed you, but they couldn't let society know that they believed you.
Yes.
So they're sorry that they did not pay more attention and kind of go along with that. But they tell me that they have fully experienced all that you have experienced, and that they're fully aware now of what has happened.
That's good.
They're also, are you in the process of writing a book?
No, but several other people are.
Okay. You have a journal?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what they're making reference to is what you have written.
Yes.
And that this needs to be, they're telling me that by the end of the year this is going to come into play. They're also telling me that there's going to be a movie in the process or that somebody's going to contact you as far as making a movie about the whole ordeal. But don't think that the criticism and all the joking and everything is going to stop there because there's always going to be some skeptic. They're telling me also that there's always going to be some type of a reporter or somebody that's always hounding you. Okay? So I don't want you to be surprised, and I'm sure you're not surprised by that. There's always going to be somebody on your heels. But this is something that we're in a different day and age now, and this is something that needs to be brought aware of because I have heard other people report that they have been abducted and that there is, through hypnosis, that they have been, you know, brought under hypnosis, and they have relived and have reported their full story.
That's great. I was fortunate enough to have Bud Hopkins work with me, and I remembered mostly all of the whole abduction in 67 out in the desert, but I wasn't sure exactly what they did during the examination. So that's what we worked on, and we went back and found out everything they did.
Did they implant something into you?
I was enhanced even before birth, and I'm sure that they probably did put implants in, you know, when they had me on the table.
You know what? The thing is that you were born a STARS person. They wanted their people back, and what I mean by a STARS person is somebody that comes to Earth that has possibly has been in form of, if you want to call it alien, extraterrestrial, you have that connection with another realm, okay? And the thing is that, yes, you were incarnated into a human form, but your people wanted to take you back because you came here, honestly, you came here as an experiment. I mean, and do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You came to Earth as an experiment. They didn't take you as an experiment. They allowed you to come here so you could report back to them. So basically, you came here to record data, and they took you back and took the data from you.
Well, how about the data I have on videotape right now of the strangest things I've ever seen and the sky ever? I mean, every year it gets a more spectacular show. And I didn't do this in a normal fashion. When I decided that I was going to get these things on videotape, I decided in my mind, and in my mind only, made a deal with them and told them in my mind that if they would come to my camera, I would show the world that they really do exist, and I would do that via the Internet.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing. I'm just wondering, am I on the right track? Am I doing the right thing?
Absolutely, because not enough people understand and not enough people believe in another life form. And so I truly do believe that that is a gift, and that is what you were preordained or predestined to do, and that's why they allowed you to come here.
And it sounds also like that may come into play toward the end of this year. Is that what you were getting? All that information, all that data that you have, according to what Kelly had said just a bit earlier, may come into play at the end of this year. We have to go to break, though, George. I have to say thank you so much because I find you fascinating. I want you to email ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com if you get a chance.
ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com.
Yes, that's my email. That's Scott L.'s email.
That goes
and Will
to all of us.
That goes to all of us.
And George, in my opinion, I think you are doing the right thing.
I really think you're doing the right thing, getting the data, getting the proof, and then...
People need to know that we're not the only life form here.
And I think that, Kelly, you can tell us that's what George's parents are saying, too.
Absolutely.
They're like, go for it. It's going to be a hard road from what I'm interpreting from your responses. But it's going to be a hard road.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Awesome. Thank you, George.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, George. Talk to you soon, man.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was quite a call. I didn't expect that. We do, that was awesome.
Wow.
See, this is the thing. We can't... You know, we can't predict who's going to call. We can't predict what messages are going to come through. There's like absolutely no possible way to know these things. And this was something that ties into Ghostly Talk in many different ways,
sure,
into our particular show. So I think that that's awesome. But we do have to take a quick break.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I want to go on for like 10 hours, but I know that Kelly's going to be a puddle
can
of...
Can you call in for me? I'll do 10 hours, dude. Can you call in for me?
Call to work?
I'll do a marathon.
I'm sorry, but Kelly,
the idea is
a puddle of water at the moment.
The idea is...
We're going to go to break.
Yeah.
Will, cue up the next one for me.
Yeah, we...
Thank you. And I hope this is the one with that song I want to talk about. We'll talk about that after the break. If not, well, then it'll be the last
song. Is that Barry Manilow?
The Barry Manilow song, yeah.
Oh, yes.
So go ahead and play it. And with that, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Karma.
And, of course, Kelly's in here. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, hosted by certified paranormal investigators Rob and Bob. Sunday nights at midnight, only on Pirate Radio. For show information, visit us at wparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with the hosts of Ghostbusting, Scott L. and Doug.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out
on. Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop3 email, image editing,
and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
This is Fat Jesus, lead singer of the band Zero Recourse, and when I've arisen on a Sunday, I will check out the world through the eyes and ears of my boys in Ghostly Talk.
Whisper sweet words, she says to me, I want to love completely. Can't be hesitating. Sometimes I feel so jaded, but I want to walk in roses, sweet roses, with you in my arm, where all that I know is tumbling down. But you're my queen and we set the ground. I want to feel your senses.
Will's like, I wish I had headphones.
Yeah. Poor guy.
So that I can
hear. No, you don't want to have headphones right now.
That particular song is what I wanted to talk about. First of all, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm still Karma.
And this is Ghostly Talk. We're live on Pioneer Radio. That's pioneer.rolo.net. On every Sunday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Yes.
This is a special show. We're hearing from psychic medium Kelly McLeod of Enchanted Soul. com. She's a psychic medium. She works. That's what she does. She listens. She, you know, does readings over the telephone or in person. She has a shop that will be opening sometime coming up in spring in East Point, Michigan, which, of course, is local to the Haunted Basement Studios where we do Ghostly Talk. I have to say, I played that song completely and utterly without permission. And we may
we
have
play all of our songs completely and utterly without permission.
That's true, but this particular one has a lot of meaning to me. That's not that is the song that I wanted to play. That's not the original song that I wanted to play by them. That's my second choice because I really really like this band. This is Tone and Niche. Tone and Niche. It's T-O-N-E and Niche is N-I-C-H-E.
I've heard of them, guys.
Tone and Niche, they're a local Detroit. They self-publish their music. Yeah, this is all like self-published.
Yeah, man.
And of course, I bought their CD. I bought it from Tone, actually.
When we were out to meet Tone?
Tone and Niche.
You got to meet them both?
Yeah, we had dinner with them twice.
Hey, what is this? I'm a musician here. I thought I'd be like, you know, hey.
This guy I work with knows them. He showed me that CD. He's like, you know, Louis.
Oh, that's very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
So, yeah, I was. Let me just say this. That song is awesome. Some of their earlier works is actually just incredibly amazing. This is all great stuff. I want you all to go visit their website. It's toneandniche.com. That's TONEANDNICHE.com. Yeah. Toneandniche.com. I'm going to put a link on the website,
too. Yeah, check them out. They're very
cool. Because this
stuff is very different stuff. In the recording, Will let me hear that stuff in his truck one night, and before the show, actually. They really put some work into it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, because I've been in studios for the last 12 years, and they really did some work on the production where they tried to make it sound like an old radio sometimes.
Yeah,
they tried to synthesize these old school sounds, you know, you'd hear from like the 50s and the 60s and stuff like that. Really puts a whole new mood into what they're doing, because the sound obviously is different.
Yeah, this is all modern stuff, but done in a very reminiscent style, and I think it's phenomenal. And Tone and Niche, they are a local Detroit group, mm-hmm. and just amazing.
And I'm going to be having dinner with them pretty soon, right, Will? Okay.
Actually, they have some favorite haunts. So I have a feeling that if you go to their favorite haunts, you'll run into them eventually. Because, no, really, that's how Will and I have ended up having dinner
excellent.
With them a couple
excellent.
Times.
Excellent.
Now, this is Ghostly Talk, of course, and we are talking to both realms tonight. This mm-hmm. is absolutely mm-hmm. incredible. I am learning. I can't even tell you how much I'm learning, because I'm watching psychic medium Kelly McLeod of EnchantedSoul.com. I'm watching her do this. She's sitting in a chair in front of my microphone with Will's headset on. And
Wayne's coat.
And Wayne's coat. And yeah. she closes her eyes for moments, and then she just comes out with this fascinating stuff that I in a million years can't I don't know how it's done. I just love seeing it happen, though.
Yeah.
So let's get right to the caller. Scott L. has a caller lined up for us.
We have Richard on the phone from Florida.
Hi, Richard from Florida.
Hey.
So what you know, because I'm not the person doing the show, I'm just going to turn it right over. Kelly, meet Richard. Richard, meet Kelly.
Hi, Richard, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay, Richard, what I want to start out with here is I'm getting a really big, like, either business deal or, like, there's some work stuff that's going on for you. Are you in a transition with your occupation?
Not really.
Okay, because I'm getting, like, a business opportunity that's coming to light, or are you starting, do you have your own business? Are you starting your own business? Or is there something that you're creating?
Not at the moment. I don't know in the future, but
okay. Because this is what I'm getting. What I'm being told right now is that there's some business opportunity, or that there's something that have to do with your career that's going to be opening up for you soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be faster than you know. Okay. So I want you to be open and ready for that.
Okay.
They're telling me that there is a female that's passed on. I want to say she's close in age to you. Have you lost somebody? And they make me feel that they're a great loved one.
Close to my age?
They're telling me that they're close in age. You didn't lose like a girlfriend or somebody that you might have dated in the past?
If I did, I don't know about it.
Okay. Because I'm the female that I'm getting right now, and I don't know how old you are, they're coming in right around the age of 30, 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're telling me that they have an August connection, or that you have an August connection, birthday, anniversary, or passing. Do you have an August connection?
Not other than my dad's birthday in August.
Okay. That's okay. That there's some connection there. And who's also, do you have a firefighter connection?
Firefighter?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, because I'm getting somebody who is like a fireman they're bringing like a firefighter, they're showing me. Did you have somebody by chance in the 9/11 incident? Okay, because I'm getting something with like what looks like a fire helmet. Okay, so I don't know if that has, if you can understand that, or if you have anything that that pertains to.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Hang on 1 second here.
Hang on for 1 second.
Okay.
There we go. Little bit of technical difficulties. Spirits on the other side are trying to
censor us, man.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And I'm also getting a strong flower connection, like almost like I'm seeing white flowers or like magnolias.
Uh-huh.
Do you have the flower connection?
No, my mom has a bunch of flowers, but I don't know if she has any.
Okay. Your mom's still here though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know who this female spirit. They're not giving me a whole lot of information. I'm getting a dark-haired female spirit that's coming in here. They're coming in right around the age 30, 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who this might be?
I had a friend's mom who died, but she was about, I guess she was 48.
Okay.
She had dark hair.
Okay. And this is your mom's friend?
No, my friend in Iowa, his mom.
Okay. Your friend's mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, this might be just her way of coming in a time frame that she likes to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have the October connection? Birthday, anniversary, passing, something significant in October?
No.
Nothing that you know of. She's telling me October, and she's also showing me, I don't know why she's showing me, either a diamond ring or an engagement ring.
I have no idea.
Okay. So she's bringing something. You're not engaged right now, are you?
No.
Do you know when she passed?
She passed December of 2001.
Do you know when is your friend's birthday?
It's February 16th.
There's some type of an October, late October connection with her?
I was up there last in October. That might have been it.
Okay. By chance, is your friend getting married?
No.
Or is he married?
No.
Okay. Is there an anniversary or is there a wedding or something that you can relate to that's coming in? Or that you have that's going on? That might be significant?
Not that I can think of, I don't know.
Okay, because she's given me what would be like an engagement or a wedding or an anniversary, something that has to do with marriage.
And I have no idea.
Okay, and maybe this is something you might even confirm with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody else that you wanted to connect with?
Yeah, I had a friend die in 2002 in an ultralight crash.
What type of crash?
He was in an ultralight.
Ultralight.
Is that a bike?
No, it's like a glider. It's like no, a glider, yeah,
oh,
kind
wow.
of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Experimental aircraft, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What month?
April. Him and the licensed instructor went up, and it just, like, 15 minutes after it went up, it just crashed.
There's some kind of instrumental failure there.
Mm-hmm.
They also make me feel that there was something as far as like a cable snapping.
Mm-hmm.
And did he have a son?
Yeah.
Okay, because he makes reference to a small child or to a son that he left behind.
Yeah.
And are you close to it? He tells me it's the legacy. Okay, and I don't know if he's talking about his son being the legacy. Are you the godfather, or are you? Do you help with the child in some way?
No.
Because he makes me feel that you should either be more involved or that you were very much involved with that child?
I've only seen him when he was alive, but since, like, the funeral and stuff, I haven't seen him.
Okay. If you get a chance, and I don't even know if you feel comfortable in doing so, would you please contact that family? Just even if it's just to say hi.
Yeah, I. Well, after he died, like 3 months after he died,
mm-hmm.
I did have contact with him, not the son, but the one that passed.
You
my
had,
friend.
Okay.
And I was just getting up and stuff out of my bed, and he started talking. I thought I was like, you know, I thought I was still dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept saying hello and stuff, and I couldn't. I started to freak out a little bit, and I said, like, hello back, like, in my mind, because that's what it sounded like he was talking from, like, the left side.
And that's normal, because your left side is also, your left side is your receiving side. It's also the more, it's the left side is what, it's the openness. It's not the, as much the analytical. Do you also have a B name connection?
B-name.
Like a Bob or Bobby?
I have an Uncle Bob, but he's still alive.
What was your friend's name?
Lou.
Lou?
Yeah.
With an L? Does this... In his son's name?
Huh?
In his son's name?
His son's name was Charlie.
Okay. No, I'm getting a B-name that's coming in here, but... By all means, it wasn't a dream. It was an actual visit.
Oh, I know it was because I sat up and I still talked to him, and then he put my friend's mom through too, which was what we were talking about in the beginning of the call.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back, and it's like his voice moved in front of me, and he told me he wanted to show me what he could do from the other side, and I thought he was going to materialize, so I ran out of the room.
Oh, no.
Ready for that yet.
You know what? I don't think many people are ready. I don't think that I would be ready for that, so...
But he told me to tell his family a message, and I told him, and his dad said that he had a visit from him that same day, too. So...
Wow. Well, evidently he was a very busy guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
And that's very cool because it's not often that a spirit gets to communicate in that sense.
That's why I was calling in. I wanted to see if, like, you were able to know what caused the plane to go down and stuff, because they both flew that plane and
mm-hmm.
both flew planes throughout the years.
They made me feel that it was instrumental.
Power check to make sure everything was all right before they went up. And,
yeah.
They made me feel that it was instrumental failure, what they're showing me is that there's like a cable that snapped, something that has to do with like main control. So I'm not sure. That's what they're showing me. And so that's where the control got lost. So, because it's not something that could be recovered, and it's not something that had anything to do with them and their skill.
The instructor lived, but he's like in and out of comas and stuff still, so he don't remember anything and stuff. And they wouldn't investigate it because they said it was an experimental aircraft.
Right. I think it was actually the reason why the going in and out of coma is actually because it's too traumatic. I believe that his instructor, it was so horrific. And the fact that he actually lived and his student didn't, I think it's too horrific for him to actually stay in a conscious state, and because it's something that he's constantly reliving.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting. One of the things I've noticed, though, is that some of these messages, and I hope you don't mind me interrupting. I just wanted to get this, because I'm learning here.
Yeah.
Some of these messages don't exactly jive. You know, they're the things that he can't confirm or, you know, right now anyway.
Right.
Does that happen a lot, or is that, because it didn't seem to happen in the other calls.
It's number one, it depends on the person that's actually calling.
Right.
It depends on the person who's sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And how open they are for things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just hard because the spirits don't communicate quite as well. So it's a little bit difficult to actually try to get that kind of information. Sometimes you get a spirit that's very, they're really good at communicating. Sometimes you get a spirit that maybe they didn't even communicate well when they're here on Earth, let alone on the other side, because we're in two different time frames, different realms, and a different energy and vibration.
Two comments with respect to that. could it be a, well, maybe more or less a question, comment, slash thingy, a spirit, for example, if they've been dead for a year, 2 years possibly, are they maybe possibly in a learning phase where mm-hmm. they're learning to communicate in that
absolutely.
Manner, this new way? And some, as opposed to someone who's been dead for 20, 30, 40 years, they may have mastered certain aspects of that.
But at the same time, this particular spirit knew how to visit. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I hate to play pop parapsychology here, but, you know, if there's a particular spirit, I mean, I know that you, if you go into a reading, because I've seen this on TV and I've read about it in books, if you go into a reading expecting something to happen, almost anything but that will happen.
Yeah.
I've seen that on TV. I've seen that in books. I know that that kind of thing happens. But this particular spirit was able to visit Richard. So maybe because there's a different line of communication, he's already got some kind of way to pass messages.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Or he's already brought closure.
Or yeah, perhaps it's already like, you know, hey, Richard, I'm here, and then therefore, that's just an example. I mean, it happens
absolutely.
To everybody. But, you know, maybe that then there's really no need to seek out somebody like Kelly, a psychic medium, to pass the messages, because there's already a channel open.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. That's my pop parapsychology of the day, I guess. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No,
you guys,
that's fine.
We got to go to break.
Richard,
thank you very much.
Okay.
And I hope to hear from you, because that's a very interesting story, you know, besides the psychic medium kind of stuff. But ghostly talk-wise, that's the kind of stuff that we do on the show. So I'd like to, you know, hear more about that and see what happens with visitations.
Okay.
So thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
All right.
Bye-bye. One thing also I wanted to comment on, too. When someone goes into a reading, I know we talked about this very briefly in the past. We have these things where it's like, you know, I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. Huh? What? That's why I think, well, you know, and this is one thing I want to tell everybody that's called in so far to the show, follow up with us on this, too.
Yeah.
Follow up with Kelly on this,
please,
too.
Please do.
Because it's, that these things, I mean, it's either two things, if you ask me. You may not be looking for it. You may not be paying attention to it. You don't know. A lot of these things may be somewhat insignificant at the time.
Right.
But you may
they
don't
come
know
past.
That about the
yeah, you may understand it.
Yeah, or they may be may actually be happening in the future. I've
oh,
had
that
weird
could
crap
be.
Happen in my life. I
yeah.
know that for a fact. The things that meant nothing at one time are everything now.
I'll tell you what. Let's go to break and give Kelly a little break. Of course, us a little break. And give Will a little break, yeah. And we'll come back and we'll finish up with some calls and some comments and stuff like that. So with that, this is... that one got away.
Oops.
I know.
Didn't get him.
This
sorry,
is
call
Ghostly
back.
Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And we'll be back.
Do we have tools? Know where to put them? Want your hands free to do other things? Try a stagehand tool belt. Stagehand tool belts can accommodate any task, whether you're building a stage or bringing down a haunted house.
Stagehand tools.
For all your industry needs, we have, for example, EMP pouches, radio pouches, tape measure holders, mailbags, and numerous flashlight accessories. Just go to
www.stagehandtools.com.
And see all the cool stuff that Stagehand Tools has for you.
www.stagehandtools.com.
We know where to stick it.
Hello, this is Aaron.
This is Jennifer.
And something very dark would like you to listen to Ghostly Talk.
Hi there, this is Heidi Hollis with AlienAdvice.com, where I try to give you some insight on anything that's a little bit strange. I actually have a question today from somebody named Sissy, And Sissy asked, I'm interested in aliens, but now I'm confused. As a believer in aliens, do you think that God is real, or do you believe that God does not exist? I'd love to hear what you think, because I don't know how this would affect my opinions on aliens. Sissy, I get this kind of question all the time, and I say, you know, who says there are any limits in this world of no limitations? Yes, I believe in God and aliens, too. I mean, who do you think created the aliens? It's been my experience that a lot of aliens acknowledge there is a God, and it's just kind of a common sense type of thing. So believe it or not, there's room enough in our heads and hearts to believe in the existence of aliens and that God is real, too. So this isn't a talk between good and evil. It's just about taking in the facts, taking in the facts, taking in the facts, taking in the facts.
Watch the stars fall silent from your eyes. All the sights that I have seen. I can't believe that I believed. I wish that you could see. There's a new planet in the solar system. Is fine. I don't want to stay around. Why can't we pantomime? Just close our eyes and sleep sweet dreams. Me and you with wings on our
flowers and full bloom, my love.
not on yet. Oh, now I'm on. Ha ha. I was the last mic to come online.
I thought the mic was already on or something.
No, no. I'm Doug.
God, would you stop it, for God's sake?
Hey, I had a blast that last break.
You know,
that's
you
all
did.
I
have
to
you know
say.
What? You guys, this is so, the webcam needs to be installed. Because that would have been like choice archiving material.
I'm
right
sorry,
there,
that was.
No, because then we'll
so
start
bad.
Taking showers and stuff.
You know, well, yeah, that's,
yeah, I know.
That's
I mean,
the drawback,
hair
actually.
And stuff and,
yeah,
but,
by chance, I have makeup on today.
Yeah,
but yeah, the
Doug decided to play karaoke during the break.
I really that song has, you know, it means a lot to me. I really like
pushing
I like R.E.M. of
up
course.
The staircase.
Pushing elephants up the stairs. Yeah.
Are you reminiscing about your college years?
Yeah. No, actually,
she's gonna go
that's
in
not
here.
Nice to talk about your ex girlfriend that way. Talk about
well,
girls.
Know, they get drunk and then. Right,
the next half an hour
do?
Is gonna be a rip exchange between Kelly and Doug now. Kelly just volleyed the first ball. Let's see what Doug pounces back with.
Actually, I have to do some business. We are Ghostly Talk. We're on Pioneer Radio. That's pioneer.rolo.net. Mm. Every Sunday night, we're live between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Mm, if you're hearing this at any Eastern time. If you're hearing this at any other time, of course, it's an archive. So don't call in if it's
don't
an archive, okay?
On, please.
But of course, for the
somebody
live
else
show,
will probably pick the phone and be like, hello?
Who is this a bill collector?
Yeah.
And then, but what happens is today's a very special day because we've got Kelly McLeod in the studio. Her website is www.enchantedsoul.com. And then our website, of course, is ghostlytalk.com. Pioneer, which is our host station, is pioneer.rolo.net. When we're live, we're in the chat rooms. We're also in the chat rooms throughout the week. We pop in every so often and laugh and, you know, tell jokes and, you know, rip on people.
Get made fun of.
Yeah, and get made fun of. And I have to say, you know, who was in the chat room earlier was Lakota from Ohio. That's actually was a fellow broadcaster.
Yeah.
And he popped in and he said, Kelly, I think it was meant for you. He is thoroughly enjoying the show.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, cool.
So I think that that's really, really big props from other broadcasters.
That's
you know.
Awesome. That's exciting.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty exciting.
Well, one thing I didn't get to comment on was Mr. George, who called in earlier from Ohio.
George, was so
if
cool.
You're listening still, you really need to start doing radio because you have, like, the coolest...
He's got the coolest
perfect,
voice.
Powerful voice.
He's got a phenomenal story.
The story, the voice.
But
I mean,
the voice. I'm just talking about the voice. Just,
yeah?
You know, okay. Talk about anything.
I can so see a Stephen King movie coming out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, not like Ghostly Talk's my show, but George, can you please call and hook up on Ghostly Talk? Because I'm going to speak for them. They want you on there, man.
It is.
Can I be an expert, too? And like, I'll be one of the abductees.
Oh,
I'll be like the
go.
Farmer guy with the over. Hey, what's that? This guy there, boy?
I think we've lost control of the show, so let's bring
it
back
in, guys.
Okay. Because what we're here to do today is we're talking to both realms. We're talking to people here in our plane of existence and people who have passed on. We're doing this through the help of psychic medium Kelly McLeod of EnchantedSoul.com.
Yeah.
And
we have to give props to Wayne, too, because he got pizza.
Yeah, her husband Wayne popped out and got pizza. For the crew and everything.
Yeah.
So
and he fed it to you, too.
Yeah, he actually did, yes.
Just not with his mouth this time.
Oh, good. Whoa. Good. Yeah, that's only when drunken parties happen.
I'll never
and cheesecake.
And live it down, man. I'm never going
to
live it down.
What happens is Kelly brings messages from the other side to us, the messages that you need to know, the messages that are the most important according to her highest power.
Mm-hmm.
Her highest power, of course, is God. And that's who's directing the show today. And what we're doing is we're going to turn it over. We've got a caller on the line,
Felicia.
Scott Elsie. Who do we have?
Felicia.
We have
we have
Felicia on the line who wants to talk to Kelly. So why don't we let them talk? Felicia, meet Kelly. Kelly, meet Felicia.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, good. Felicia, I know a little bit about you already because your mom already emailed me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She had told me that you would like to contact your friend Liz, and I'm getting somebody that was actually coming in here that is like very much like a sister to you. I don't know how close you were to Liz, but she makes me feel that you are very almost like a twin because what she's showing me is two girls. Which I'm getting that this is her, this is you, and that you're standing side by side almost like twins. Is that how your relationship was?
Yeah, she was my total best friend. I grew up with her.
Okay. Now I'm also getting I'm getting a very very apologetic. Did she take her own life?
Yes, she did.
And was it by chance a hanging?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, because I'm getting like a noose. I'm getting a very a tight throat kind of feeling.
Yeah,
okay.
She did it. Yeah.
Okay. She wants me to let you know that she's sorry for putting all that pressure on you.
Aww.
As if you took very much personal responsibility that you could not reach her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she says at that point in time, she makes me feel that there's like a chemical imbalance that could not see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that there's nothing that anybody could do because her whole world was dark. Was she clinically depressed?
I don't know if she actually ever went to be, you know, diagnosed, but I know her, and she did live a very dark life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend that I lost this last year that was depressed, and I'm getting a lot of similar feelings from your friend Liz.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to know, I feel her beside me all the time, and I want to know if it's her.
She makes me feel that not only does she walk with you, I'm not sure what it is, there's some type of a poem or something that I'm getting, and she says, I walk next to you, my friend.
Aww.
Okay, and she makes me feel that now, where she couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, she is the light.
Oh, yeah. She wanted everybody to be happy, and she wanted to be everywhere at one time.
And you know what? And she really fully is there.
I know.
She's bringing up something about school. Is this a high school friend of yours?
I'm sorry?
Were you in school together?
No, I'm going to school right now.
Okay, because she makes me feel that this is that there's school that she shared with you.
Oh, well, we were both homeschooled.
Okay, well, and there's your connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were both homeschooled. That's how I met her. She lived across the street, and since we were both homeschooled, we were together 24 hours a day.
And are you big mall fanatics?
Because
she makes me feel that that was, like, favorite pastime is, like, the shopping thing?
Oh, shopping. It was yard selling and thrift shopping.
Okay. Because, I mean, she's all about going out and shopping.
Yeah. Oh, she was a shopaholic.
But why is she telling me that she was more on the miserly end?
She was on. Yeah.
As if maybe she helped you spend your money, but she didn't necessarily always spend her money?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Because she makes me feel that she was kind of miserly. She was very careful about what she chose.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was. She's very good with her money.
Now, Have you graduated from school? Or she's given me and I know you're homeschooled, but she gives me a stage feeling.
A what feeling?
A stage feeling. Did you walk across stage?
You know, she's from a very theatrical family.
Okay.
That was her thing. She loved the theater.
Okay. Because, she's given me a very, like a stage, like being up on a stage, or very stage kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bette Midler was her hero and all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is the February connection?
February is when she took her life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And something about the number 13?
Yeah, that's the day.
Okay. Because she's bringing, like, she says 13 is actually a lucky number.
Yeah, we always had that thing, 13 and black cats and everything. That was lucky, not bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, and if that was the day that she took her life, and what she's telling me is that to some, it might be a bad day, but to her, that was a day of relief.
Oh, okay? I said that. I felt so bad because I didn't know how to feel, and I sort of felt her, you know, like a deep breath.
Yes, because she shows me, now she shows me a butterfly, but when I'm seeing the butterfly flying, all of a sudden I'm seeing part of the butterfly being replaced with her face.
Aww.
Okay, so she tells me that now she has the freedom, she can fly like a butterfly, And she gives me this, I mean, this very much of a golden light that's kind of spewing from her. And you should feel that light next to you. It's a very shimmery, very golden light, because I know that she's working with you quite a bit, okay? She says everything that she did not accomplish here on Earth, she's going to help work with you. And are you trying to find a new job or something? It's something with a career that you're working on, because she says that she's really trying to root for you or trying to make that
connection. I've always wanted to go to school, and I just started going to school. I'm trying to get my librarianship.
Okay, because she says that she's working with you and she's making those connections for you. You're not a dominant person, or you're not a person that projects yourself, per se.
Oh.
Okay, she's kind of like your mouthpiece.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. She was always the one with the big mouth, and if she hears that, then I said it.
just know that, of course, suicide is not the answer. And I don't want people to think that, okay, it's okay to take your own life and that, you know, life is going to be good.
Oh, God, no.
But the thing is sometimes we make poor choices in life. Sometimes we don't have the reasoning skills on how to deal with things. But the thing is that God is merciful, and he gives us another chance. You know, however you look at that, because I'm sorry, I don't want to have to come back and relive a lesson all over again.
Uh-huh.
But for those people, to bring comfort to those people that think, well, you know, some people are very tormented by the fact that a loved one did take their life. And yes, she is going to have to come back, and she is going to have to atone for that. She is going to be put back in that situation. But at that point in time in her life, she could not see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now she tells me that she is the light at the end of the tunnel, and that she's learning so much, and that she would make a better choice the next time around.
Mm-hmm.
So know that she is a part. She's working with you. She's going to help you accomplish your goals and your dreams, and just to keep holding her in that high regard.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any bad feelings toward her.
Good. She's a lot more at peace and a lot more comfortable now.
Yeah, you've explained exactly my feelings.
Good. Thank you so much, Felicia.
Well, thank you, Kelly. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
Okay. Yes,
thank you. Bye.
Love you all. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, wow. Man. See, another difficult one. You know, the suicide, of course, is never... It's not the answer.
Right.
Do we want to take another call? Are we going to have enough time for this?
8 minutes.
It's up to you, Kelly. Completely.
We can do it quick.
Okay. Well, so suicide's not really the answer to anything, but it does, you know, at least it's not what, you know, they're still there on the other side.
Right.
It's not messages.
What it's always been perceived, and it's not always what we've been taught that it is.
Right. But by all means, and you know this better than all of us, because you talk to, you know, you get impressions and pictures and you do this all the time. The other side is, I don't even know if I can express it in words. Let me try. When you take your own life like that, you go to the other side. It's not like what they tell you,
right?
It's a lot different.
It's a learning
process.
But
you still have to come back, because you've stopped a learning process
absolutely
abruptly. And you really did have things to do here,
sure,
that then suddenly need to be finished again.
Well, I think if I'm correct on this, you mentioned a second ago that she is going to be put back in that same situation again.
Right. And then hopefully this time
she'll make
a better educated decision in how to handle it instead of just ending it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that puts my mind at ease. I'm actually, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, obviously suicide's not the answer, because you're going to have to do it again anyway.
Right.
So, but at least they're not suffering.
Right. I'd rather get it right the first time than have to keep doing it over and over.
I'm working on doing it right, you know, anyway.
Absolutely.
let's see what else we have. We have another caller. We've got very few minutes left, actually, about 6 minutes.
All right.
So we'll make it quick.
So we'll try and make it quick. But right, let's see who we have. I know Scott L. has somebody on the phone for us.
And who we have on the phone?
Josh.
Josh calling from?
Boyne.
Where?
Boyne, Michigan.
Oh, right.
Boyne, Michigan. Excellent.
How's the skiing?
Oh, I don't ski.
So evidently, it's bad.
He's up in the ski belt of Michigan. And
doesn't ski. Anyway, snowmobile or something.
So what happened? Oh, man, the snowmobile trails up north. Man, we drove on them in Will's truck. So, Kelly, I'm just going to turn it over to you because you and Josh meet Kelly and...
Hi, Josh, how are you?
How you doing?
Josh, I want to ask you real quick. Is this, are you actually calling to connect with somebody who's passed on, or is this more of a personal experience for you?
Just calling to see if you got anything.
I don't have any diseases, just in case you don't know. I was getting somebody who is somebody that would be, I don't want to say older because I'm not meaning like grandfather or maybe even father, but I'm getting a male that was coming through, but he does seem to be older than you. He shows me that he's a step up above you, yeah. And I'm getting a military connection.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Now, is this, would this possibly be either a cousin or a brother of yours?
Probably not. Maybe more like a grandpa.
It's a grandfather.
Oh, hold on, my phone's messing up.
Oh.
What's that?
Okay, so this would be somebody that is like a grandfather.
Yeah. Step,
okay.
Step grandfather.
And do you have a German connection? I'm getting either...
My stepdad's side, yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting an ethnic connection that was coming in there.
All right.
Now, I'm also... Did he receive honors because I'm getting a Purple Heart or a Purple Ribbon?
Sure.
And also, I'm getting... Was he shot?
He had a grenade explode in his hand.
Oh. Okay, because I'm getting, like, an impact there.
Yeah.
I knew it had to do with either from the shoulder down.
It wasn't, like, in battle. It was, like, they were throwing fireworks off the ship.
Oh,
like yikes. Display or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did he lose his hand?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah, I was getting some type of impact that's from the shoulder down.
Yeah.
And do you have the July connection, birthday anniversary passing?
Yeah, my mom's.
Okay. And do you have anybody in Oklahoma by chance?
Not that I know of.
I don't even know where, don't ask me about geography, or out near Oklahoma?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just by chance, as somehow they're telling me either like Oklahoma, Montana, something out.
Okay.
That way, I'm not sure. Now, I'm getting military, like a memorial? Did they do, like, were they lined up and they did the firing?
I think so. It was just like off the ship, they were throwing grenades.
Okay. In to signify his funeral?
No.
Okay. No, I'm getting, like, a very strong, I mean, either he was highly regarded in the military.
Yeah.
And when he passed, they did, like, a full military funeral type.
Hello.
Yeah, so you're right.
He was in a firefighter, and they did a big thing for him when he died.
Okay.
Like the trucks and all that there.
Okay, and that's what it is, because he makes me feel that it's very significant, very special.
Yeah.
And then he's given me some type of a mountain connection. Do you have anything that you can recall that's mountains?
Not that I can think of.
Point Mountain.
Well, okay.
That's what I'm thinking about.
No, I'm thinking like Blue Ridge or something like that. Okay, did you have something specifically that you wanted to ask because we are running out of time?
Oh, no, I was just going to see if you could bring anything up.
Okay. Well, I was definitely getting him to come in. And do you have a brother that's older than you?
No, I'm the oldest.
Okay, are you the scholar?
No, I don't do good school.
Because I'm getting somebody who's a scholar. He's telling me there's somebody who's like extremely intelligent or somebody who's like pursuing.
I'm trying to think here. Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? Okay, Josh, well, unfortunately, I think we're just about out of time.
Yeah, I wish that would have, like, you know, lined up. That would have been, like, the absolutely most fantastic way. Like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. But, you know, the messages from the other side, they're unpredictable.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I've learned. If you do come across any of those references, the scholarly references,
yeah, follow up with
the mountains, Oklahoma, Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, those kinds of things,
oh, yeah.
Let us know, because our website's ghostlytalk.com. Kelly's website is enchantedsoul.com. and let us know if anything. Yeah, if anything follows through with it, with any of that, if any of it makes sense, let us know. And thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Josh.
Thanks,
it's great
Josh.
To hear from up in the snow belt of Michigan.
And do some skiing for me. Too.
Yeah, you're talking to a snow bunny here with Karma. Yeah. So thanks, Josh.
Take it easy, Josh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So
right up to the last minute.
That's absolutely awesome. I have to say, and we are like right up against time.
Yes.
So we do have to go. But thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for coming in, Kelly. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
The callers seem to be like appreciating it. I know that in the chat room, there's all kinds of people in the chat room through this particular show. Just amazing. So
we appreciate everybody calling in too. The people I'm sure, judging by the queue that was popping on the phone, there was probably a lot of people they couldn't get through. So we're really, really, really sorry.
Yeah, we apologize for that. It just happens.
We're low tech down here, man. This is old school.
One line.
One line, man. So we're really sorry about that. If you'd like to come back, you know,
I would.
We all hang together, so it's like.
Yeah, you know. I think we should probably work on that.
Yeah.
Because
if we can come up with some kind of schedule or something, I think that I think people had a really good time.
Yeah.
Some interesting connections were definite. I mean, I would have never thought of probably 99% of what you said. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So,
It's interesting that.
The firefighter, you know, I was
going to
talk about
this. Yeah, it kind of popped up there.
Because there was a firefighter reference earlier for someone else, and I wonder if there's like a queue of people in you know, the other realms saying, hey,
knowing
I want to talk
to their loved one.
And sometimes that does happen where you'll get one that kind of jumps the gun. It's not his turn yet, but, you know, they're like, hey, I want to make that connection.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and that would be interesting to actually like do some kind of science study on, you know, but not this show. This show is over.
Everybody out.
This is Ghostly Talk. My name is Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Karma.
And Kelly McLeod, of course, is in studio. Will is our sound person. www.ghostlytalk.com, www.enchantedsoul.com.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and we'll be here next week. You know, next week is Aaron.
Is it Aaron next week? Oh, it is.
It's
Aaron
C. Donahue.
Yeah.
So
we're out of here.
We'll see you next week. True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.